we have a situation where 60% of those in the service state that they intend to leave in the near future, and many within the next year. That's why they have taken out a ballot for strike action. We understand that, there's almost every single one of them has supported that ballot. So we have a real crisis. The service isn't fit for purpose. There's unbelievable pressure on the retained firefighters, and it has to be sorted out.
Minister Dara O'Brien has told the Dáil that there is a review in place. It's being led by the Chief Fire Officer in Dublin. He's promising a time-limited review that will come up with concrete solutions. Do you have any faith in that?
Well, it's just taken too long. I think this was ordered last year. We were supposed to have a draft ready, you know, back in February. Here we are now at the end of this year. So it's going on and on. So what they are looking for, the National Retained Firefighters Association, is, you know, a committee, an all-party committee in the Dáil, to look at this for a number of months, to make strong recommendations around the issue of pay, conditions, and the management of the retained fire service, and to make it a service that is fit for purpose, because right now it just isn't fit for purpose. Is a total injustice to, you know, if you think about the people in Donegal who work in our fire service all across the county, these are people who are civic minded, they're the salt of the earth, they're professional about what they do, but they're being let down and they're under fierce pressure, and it has to be sorted out.
And the argument has been made, and I'm sure will be made over the next 2 days, that if you want to see the importance of a retained fire service in a rural area, or indeed anywhere in this country, you need look no further, sadly, than Chrysla on October 7th.
Absolutely. You know, and I have to say that, you know, like the local community, the actions of our fire service, supported by the fire service in the north, are nothing short of heroic. But you know, our fire service, you know, obviously they're responding to this tragedy in Chrysloch. They're responding to all sorts of tragedies where people have lost their lives over the years. It's an incredibly demanding role, but they're being let down, you know, and they're tired of being told how great they are. What they want is, you know, tangible action, you know, a service that, you know, they can have a holiday, you know, that they can know that there's enough backup in their station, that there's enough of them that they can do their job to the best of their ability, and right now that's not the case, and it has to stop, and it has to be dealt with.